Hey Danielle, first off, I have to say I have to figure out how to do what you do, which is to your blog posts are so concise, so tight, yet they prompt such really good thinking. At least for me, they do. And I seem to go on and on and on to get all my thoughts out. I got to learn to be more like you. But anyway, your blog post triggered a lot of thoughts for me, which I'll just share here. The three big ones. The first is I totally hear what you're saying about thinking like a designer. That was something that studying understanding by design and eventually implementing that in my class in my school really opened my eyes to what unit and lesson planning not only could be, but really should be. And that as teachers, as educators, we really do have to think like designers. And it was a result of that process of learning, understanding by design, and starting to think like a designer that I realized the second point that your blog made me think about is that there are various points in the teaching process, in the things that we have to do as teachers, that I realized I really enjoy. Like, it's not just the joy of teaching. I mean, it took me some years to get there, but I realized I actually enjoy writing unit and lesson plans to really craft them. And that requires a whole different part of my brain than the parts of my brain that are required when I'm actually in the classroom teaching. So just realizing that there are various joys at various stages of teaching, and they engage different parts of us in lesson planning, unit planning, design thinking is one of them. The third thought I had was how project-based learning is a way to evoke those various joys in design thinking and unit and lesson planning, that to design something that is very complex and requires time and thought and getting into that state of flow so your creative juices can all meld and be happy and get that out is actually something that I think only a deep project-based unit or lesson can allow, because quite frankly, the various parts of my brain aren't engaged when I'm just creating worksheets. And compliance activities, checklists, things like that. In terms of your wonderings about the time that these things take, I'm always saying to the teachers that I work with who express the same concerns, you're not alone in that. But I always say, we have to go slow to go fast. And what other mindsets and skills might students learn when they're learning how to participate in a project-based learning scenario before they even get to the project itself? Or as you say, the training of younger students, what other things are they learning, and what will they transfer those learnings to as we teach them how to go deep and go long for these project-based endeavors? And that I think that is the depth when and when we bemoan, as we always do, that we don't like to cover things and we never get a chance to go deep. Well, teaching kids how to do project-based learning and then the project itself, that is the depth. And I'm wondering if the anxiety we feel about time, and the time that it takes to go deep isn't actually a symptom of distrust on our part. Is it possible that we don't trust project-based learning or other in-depth studies, that time is a good investment, that to do we not trust that going deep our students will actually learn as a result of that investment? I don't know. It's just something that struck me as I was reading your blog and even Nicole's response to, you know, I mean, this is the wave of the future. So somehow we got to get everyone on board and make that time. Anyway, great stuff, Danielle. Thank you so much. I really value and appreciate your writing.